Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is the final hour of Live Bet Saturday from a packed South Point Sportsbook studio, as well as across Las Vegas. I'm Ben Wilson from the South Point, joined by Matt Santos, our producer behind the glass. We have some help, though, around the city. Jeff Parles from Mandalay Bay, Paul Stone at Circa. Gentlemen, we have a couple of situations that need to be addressed as we start the final hour of the show. First, Jeff, in the American Championship game, all Tulane so far, 10-0 over Central Florida, and even forced the Knights into a turnover on downs in Tulane territory. But head coach Willie Fritz just tried something very, very interesting. Fourth and one at his own 32, up 10-0, goes for it, does not get it, stuffed on a quarterback sneak, and that could potentially flip the tenor of this game as UCF does have the ball now inside the Tulane red zone here with 9:25 to go in the first half.
Yes, but one counter to that, Plumlee is out of the game. Thomas Castellanos, the backup quarterback, is now in for Central Florida. So hold on to your hats in New Orleans now, because that kind of that I would have punted there, especially knowing with the injuries, the injury situation for Central Florida. But I would stay away here. Technically, it's a third quarterback because Keene is not even dressed in this game here. So a lot to look at now with the third quarterback in there for Central Florida.
And Tulane down to 6.5-point live favorites in the market, 50.5 the total at BetMGM, with a very interesting coaching decision going on. A third and one now for UCF at the Tulane 11. As we go rapid fire, just looking at the rest of the results so far for the four conference championship games in play right now. Boise State does kick a field goal to take a 3-0 lead on top of Fresno State. Bulldogs with a 3rd and 10 at about midfield, about 5 minutes into the second quarter right now, down 3-0. It is Boise State still holding steady as 2.5-point live favorites. 40.5 now is your in-game total. That is all the way down from 55. And Boise State gets a stop as well on that fourth down, sacking quarterback Jake Haner. Troy all over Coastal Carolina. The game's basically over, and we're not even at halftime. 31-0. Final 2 minutes of the first half, even though all the money came into the Chanticleer side when the announcement was made a little bit earlier today that quarterback Grayson McCall would be active, but that has not mattered whatsoever. Troy from 9.5-point favorites down to 6.5, yet they lead 31-0. Live 31.5-point favorite with a 57.5 total. The thing that just happened that I also wanted to bring up Paul, in Atlanta with the SEC championship game, LSU in Georgia, maybe the unluckiest interception you could possibly draw up for quarterback Jaden Daniels in LSU on a ball that is deflected, hits off his receiver's helmet lying on the ground, pops up in the air long enough for Georgia to make the interception, and the Bulldogs have turned that into points, getting an immediate quick strike touchdown. Georgia goes in from 22 yards out, Stetson Bennett to Ladd McConkey, and very, very quickly, Paul, this isn't a matter of we're talking about 2 minutes and 38 seconds of game time. It's gone from 7-7 to Georgia 21-7 and now laying 24.5 here in the live market.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, like you said, a 14-point swing rather in practically no time. Georgia leading 14-7. That's one of the most unusual plays I've ever seen. At first, I thought it hit the ground, and I'm thinking, why are they running with it? And then they replay it, and it hits the player's helmet. One player keeps it alive by tapping it up in the air to allow the other player to make the interception. Then Stetson Bennett, I believe, to McConkey. They strike quickly, 21-7. And Georgia clearly on the ropes. They really need to answer with something here, or I think we all could see this one getting out of hand in a hurry there in Atlanta.
Jeff, you got to feel so snakebit if you're LSU. You give up seven points on a blocked field goal where Georgia played the rope-a-dope to perfection. When LSU thought the play was dead, Georgia then picked up the ball and went the length of the field for a touchdown. And then you get, as Paul said, and I totally agree, as weird and wacky of an interception as you could possibly come up with, that turns into seven going the other way for Georgia. Feels like LSU's played a pretty good competitive game, yet you're down 21-7. I would be a little tempted to take 24.5 in the market, but man, does it also feel like you blew a big opportunity here early if you're head coach Brian Kelly in LSU?
I mean, look, Ben, usually you talk about when there's a big underdog like this, you need every break to go your way. And so far, every break has gone to Georgia. LSU has outplayed them so far in this game, and they're down two touchdowns. That's usually a very ominous sign for covering any number if you're a big underdog like this. So, look, if I'm an LSU backer, I'm ticked off because they've been every bit as good or maybe even better than Georgia and find themselves in a two-touchdown hole.
I would say my strategy right now, and I'm just pulling up to see what the live number is, guys, looking to potentially get off my under 17.5 team total play, not just because LSU's been clearly proficient enough moving the ball, but let's say this does get out of hand and Georgia builds up a sizable lead. If you look toward the second half, I mean, there's going to be opportunities to take the foot off the gas if Georgia has a double-digit lead continuing here. And LSU, with the ability to at least move the ball and be consistent, if I'm able to get a number that is under 17, and it's probably not going to happen unless Georgia gets one more stop here, at least 1-2 to start the second quarter, might just try to get off my 17.5 under team total and look to get lucky in middle on a 17, because the flow of the game, Jeff, certainly would tell you either LSU keeps this tight, continues to score, and is able to cover the number, or at the very least, if this thing turns into a blowout, LSU has shown the ability to move the ball on Georgia's starters and should be able to against the backups if those guys come in.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those where you just have to be careful that the game doesn't get so out of hand that you're needing multiple scores in order to get your numbers in. That would be the one thing I would be a little concerned about. But again, I've liked what I've seen from LSU. Jaden Daniels looks healthy. You got your guy stopped playing on a blocked field goal that turned into a touchdown. And a bizarro world Antonio Freeman play, basically,
man, yes.
is why LSU is in trouble here. Now they get stuffed on third and one. This is about to get out of hand here, Ben. In a game where LSU has played as well as they could have, they could be down three touchdowns very, very quickly here.
The college equivalent of the "he did what" play from Monday Night Football 2000, Antonio Freeman for the Green Bay Packers. As it is a 4th-and-2 now, 13:45 to go first half. We're up to 25.5 now, the line live for Georgia laying at 64.5 is your total there. Still pacing well to the over, considering that did close at either 52 or 52.5. We still have two games, though, to preview for later tonight. And amidst all of the chaos has been the operative word of the day and the weekend throughout college football as it relates to the playoff. Could there be some more tonight with Michigan as a very big favorite in the Big Ten championship game, in Indianapolis as the designated home team taking on Purdue? 16-point spread now market-wide. There are a couple of shops, including where Paul is at Circa, still at 16.5 right now, as this did peak in the market all the way up to the 17-point range after opening Michigan at Circa 15.5. Paul, this was a game you also used as part of the Friday Night Football Invitational that we have been putting on all season at VSiN with our host, Matt Eumanns. What direction did you look to take in the Purdue-Michigan matchup?
Well, this matchup, you know, eerily similar to the SEC championship game that we're watching here between Georgia and LSU. You know, you've got one team favored by over 14 points, almost certainly already in college football's four-team playoff, facing another team that is seemingly overmatched with very little hope of victory. So, you know, you look one hand again at Michigan, they're a slam-dunk entry into the playoff. So I think we could excuse the Wolverines if they lack, say, the collective starch that they had last week at the Shoe against Ohio State. I think it's a natural spot for them to maybe, at least in the first half, to have a little bit of a letdown. Then on the other sideline, you've got a quarterback in Purdue quarterback, Aiden O'Connell, who can throw the ball a little bit. His favorite receiver, Charlie Jones, 97 catches for almost 1,200 yards. So, you know, Purdue looks, you know, again, it's not one of my favorite plays of the last few weeks, but Purdue does have the reputation as a giant slayer. Jeff Brohm, 3-0 against AP top five teams under Brohm. So, you know, Purdue kind of playing with house money, so to speak. They should be playing free and easy. I'll take Purdue plus the points over Michigan in Indy.
And on the first half line as well, Paul mentioning that could be an angle you look at. It was 10. Now that it's down to 9.5, though, not necessarily as appealing, Jeff, but that could be an angle if you believe in what Paul is saying, that this could be a slow start here for the Wolverines.
Yeah, look, it's a letdown spot as much as a championship game can be, coming off destroying your biggest rival on the road to essentially clinch a playoff berth. I'm going to stay out of this. The total is interesting because, again, you have a passing team in an indoor fast track game, but you are facing an elite defense. So it's a little bit tough for me to fully get there on betting the over at 53. So I'm going to stay out of this game, see if we get anything in game. And as Paul said, Jeff Brohm is 3-0 at Purdue against top five teams. He has been a giant slayer in his Boilermaker tenure. I don't think they have another one in them today, but if they somehow win this game, then things really can get goofy with that top four, especially where we assume Michigan's in. But again, who knows? The committee could do something really wacky and maybe even push them all the way down to number four.
There's been a long sealed tradition of the big favorites getting off to slow starts, at least long sealed, I say, in the last few years at the Big Ten Championship game. Just look at Iowa last year, ginormous underdogs against Michigan and played the Wolverines very, very tough early. Even think back to 2019, Wisconsin catching, what, Jeff? That was over 17, right? That spread against Ohio State led the game at the half and at least made Buckeye better sweat that thing out. So it's there's been precedent for it.
Well, and even in the pandemic season, Northwestern was in that game the whole game against Ohio State. So it has been, at least for a half, those dogs have been pesky in those Big Ten title games, basically being look-ahead spots to getting into the college football playoff for whoever the East representative was that year.
So we'll find out if it is a fifth straight Big Ten championship game where that first half underdog is at least covering through a half of play. We still have one more game to preview, the ACC title game. We'll actually get you caught up on some other scores going on. UCF has found the end zone, and we're at the half in the Sun Belt championship game. We'll update you on all of that when we return.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even
get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. An explosion of points in New Orleans as we welcome you back to Live Bet Saturday. As we had mentioned, there was a questionable fourth down decision by head coach Willie Fritz for Tulane, going for it, fourth and one on his own 32, up 10-0. The decision backfired, but Jeff Parles, you've been our unofficial John Reese Plumlee health tracker today, the UCF quarterback. They take him out of the game after struggling. UCF on its third string quarterback immediately strikes. 5-yard rushing touchdown for Xavier Townsend. However, that might have woken up Tulane a little bit. Green Wave, 4-play, 75-yard touchdown drive. Michael Pratt to Lawrence Keys from 43 yards out, Jeff, and it's a 17-7 Green Wave lead.
Yeah, Tulane's just a better football team, Ben, and they're proving it today so far. And again, I don't want to do anything here, just a little bit of an issue. Again, not knowing what you're getting out of Thomas Castellanos. You don't know. You don't know what you're getting out of him as the third quarterback with Plumlee out of the game. So steering clear here, Ben. We'll just watch, see if there's anything that pops up around halftime once we get there. But I'm going to stay out of here.
Don't blame you for that. 57.5 is the live total. Pretty much where we closed most of the market on the total, while it's now up to, at this point, we update the screen to show 10.5 for Tulane at most books, laying it now right now, closing anywhere from 3, where Paul's at circa, to 3.5 to 4 behind me at South Point. As far as the one game that has gone to the half, Paul, let's go there. Sunbelt Championship game. It is all the home Troy Trojans so far, hosting the Sunbelt Championship game and looking to continue the hot streak against quarterback Grayson McCall of Coastal Carolina, who was activated this morning, first game in a month, and it has certainly looked like a quarterback who has not played in a month. Just 9 of 15 for 69 yards, only 4.6, though, yards per attempt. As a team, the Chanticleers just 3.6 yards per carry as well, and trail it 31-7. Seeing Troy minus a half of the second half, so 24 and a half of the game, and then 22 and a half is your total, so that projects up to 60 and a half per game. Paul, the lean for me is certainly under here if you're getting 60 and a half now for the game with how good Troy's defense is, top five in yards per play allowed on the season. It's just a question of, do you think they batten down the hatches offensively with such a big lead here?
You know, I tend to agree with you, Ben. I think you would expect them with a 24-point lead, 31-7. They did lead, I believe, at one time 31-0. You would have to think that they would go somewhat conservative, especially if they're able to sustain that 24-point lead for some period of time into the third quarter. You know, they were able to coastal. They were able to move the ball late in the first half. But there was one point when I saw the total yardage, and I don't know exactly what Troy had, but it was over 300 yards. Coastal Carolina only had 22 yards total offense. So just total domination by the Trojans. Grayson McCall, as you said, clearly not his normal self. And Troy, you know, they're not known for their offense. They don't even average 31 points a game. And they score 31 points in the first half of the Sun Belt Conference Championship game.
Troy tied for 72nd yards per play entering the game today. And you're right, Paul, before the last drive when Coastal finally got on the board, it was 307-70. The yards in total discrepancy with Coastal Carolina really getting run out of the building. Anything for you, Jeff, in the second half?
No, I'm going to stay out of this. Meanwhile, Ben, the only way that there were going to be points in this Fresno State-Boise game, a punt return for the Bulldogs to take a 6-3 lead. So there you go. That has been a bore, to say the least. If you've had the under, you're feeling pretty good even with that. But a very impressive job in there by the Fresno special teams to get themselves the game's first touchdown.
I was about to ask you, Jeff, are we yet to the bye point? Like you said earlier on, it is game over. It was 55 at close, was all the way down to 33.5 before, while Boise State was lining up to punt up 3-0. And I was about to say, Jeff, hey, maybe this is your spot, but no. It is now 7-3, Fresno State, the punt return. Fresno State minus 3.5 live, and it is now 40.5. The updated total, that is still a pretty big number dropping here, Jeff, from the pregame, but I can't imagine, based on the lack of movement offensively, that you're wanting to get involved here.
No, I'm good, Ben. This is
he's content.
This has been an unwatchable game so far. Again, right now, Fresno's under a yard per rush. Talon Green, the QB for Boise, is at 3 yards an attempt. It had just been ugly all the way around. Boise's run game hasn't been bad, but I'm staying out of this. We're still not. That touchdown kind of messed up the number a little bit there, Ben.
Also, Jeff, I haven't even mentioned this game yet today, but there is another college football game, a team trying to go bowling, New Mexico State and Valpo. Everybody had this at the top of their cards, I'm sure. I just bring this up, Jeff, because it's 42-3 New Mexico State mid-third quarter. Laying 32 to try to get bowl eligible, the 5-6 Aggies. Worst bowl eligible team since when, Jeff, would you say, on the Aggies, assuming they hold on and get the victory against the Crusaders?
Well, Ben, the result actually doesn't matter this game. The Aggies won their appeal this week. They are in. They're in a bowl. This is just just so they could have a senior day, because their senior day was postponed because of a tragedy at San Jose State earlier in the year. So, look, I mean, this Aggies team, look, good on them to get it to a bowl. Last week they annihilated Liberty and Hugh Freeze's farewell. But this is not a good football team. I mean, this team lost at home to Nevada earlier in the year. So they lost at home to FIU. Those are not football teams, the good football teams this year by any stretch. But, hey, credit to the Aggies, credit to Jerry Kill, who gets there in year one. That's pretty impressive.
Pretty solid job, no doubt. I just bring that up, though, because, Paul, you're going to be doing all your power ratings once the bowl assignments come out. Wherever New Mexico State goes, I have to think they'll be pretty sizable underdogs regardless of the competition.
Yeah, I mean, they are I'd have to explain my numerical power ranking system, but just looking at their power ranking, they have a 36.5 power ranking. According to my rankings, Hawaii currently at 34.5, Colorado State currently at 39.5. So they're definitely a bottom 10 team, but obviously they play a very, very easy schedule. And, you know, good that they get to go bowling, good that they get to experience that. But, you know, to answer the question you asked Ben, I don't know. My memory banks maybe not as doesn't go as far back as it should, but I can't remember a weaker bowl team than this edition of the New Mexico State Aggies. So I'll have to kind of look back at some of my historical power rankings and maybe see if I can find one.
And yeah, it's not meant to disparage New Mexico State. As you mentioned, Jeff, for Jerry Kill, the first-year head coach, doing a great job starting to turn around that program. It's just to keep that in mind going forward when the Lions come out for the bowl games. This is not a team that really should be bowl eligible, but on the basis of playing two FCS teams and of some very weak FBS competition, is going to go bowling here. Leads me, though, into, with still one college football game for us to preview tonight, our last preview here, and if we need to, we'll go into the next segment as well with the ACC championship game, Clemson and North Carolina. As I update my screen, Jeff, Circa just went to 7 on this game in favor of Clemson, mostly still 7.5s in the market, 63.5 to 64 your total after opening Clemson minus 8 and 60.5 a total. Any play for you here, Jeff?
Not for me, Ben. I don't like Clemson. I've made that very clear. So far this year, I don't think they're a particularly good football team. That defense is the only thing they have going for them. Shipley's a good running back, but that offense, Uyangale is just not what we expected him to be at Clemson. And North Carolina is coming off two ghastly losses in a row. They lose to Georgia Tech, which in essence got the key, the job down there. And then the loss to NC State, who had no quarterback in that game. So, I don't have anything here. If you somehow touch 6.5, I'd consider Clemson, but I'm not bothering here. I'm gonna enjoy my night elsewhere than watching this game in Charlotte.
Jeff is making his Saturday night plans very, very clear. Paul, we'll get your full breakdown. Paul does have a play as part of the VEASAN Friday Night Football Invitational, so we'll get your thoughts, Paul, on the other side of the break. So I wanted to bring up real quick, Jeff, I don't know what happened with the punt return, maybe unlocking things in Boise, but Fresno State gets the punt return touchdown, and all of a sudden this game's gotten kind of wacky as Talen Green is intercepted by Cam Lockridge. The Boise State QB throws a pick in his own end, and Fresno State has now second and goal at the 2-yard line under 2 minutes to go first half. All of a sudden we're seeing points there up there in Boise.
Yeah, in retrospect, this might have, the fact that Boise had held Fresno to 0 offensive points and was only up 3-0 was an ominous sign for the Broncos, because again, at some point, Green was going to make a mistake. He just did. And look, for a special teams unit that had been pretty good most of the year, just a critical blunder to allow that punt return to happen.
And now Fresno State knocking on the door. We'll update you on that line next, since the lines are currently suspended. Second and goal, though, at the 2. When we return as well, we'll get Paul's thoughts on North Carolina Clemson, our final championship game to preview of the night. That's still to come here on Live Bet Saturday.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Cyber Monday deal has been extended. Sign up today to become a VSiN Pro subscriber, and you'll get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game, deep dive daily betting reports, plus our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. The VSiN store is a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, this is an extended Cyber Monday offer that won't last long, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. Big thanks to the whole team behind the scenes as we welcome you back. I'm Ben Wilson at South Point with Matt Santos, our producer behind the glass, Sean McCollum on audio, Liz Foster, Matt Hicks, our technical directors, and thanks to Jeremy Wengel as well. He's over at Circa, making sure Paul Stone is all good to go. Aramis over there at Mandalay Bay with Jeff Parle. So it's been fun as always, guys, hanging out with you all. We are coming toward the end of the first half in a number of these conference championship games. We were talking Fresno State, Boise State before the break. And Paul, as part of the VSiN Friday night contest that you're in, you did play the Bulldogs. You got to be feeling good after getting basically nothing for 25 minutes of the game out of quarterback Jake Haener and the Bulldogs. Yet Fresno State punches it in after a Boise State interception, and very quickly this is now Fresno State 14, Boise State 3.
Yeah, I tell you, I feel fortunate. The punt return gives them some momentum, and it looks like they're going to go into the halftime locker room up 14-3. So feel fortunate there. And, they've played some good defense. Fresno State's really not been a great defensive football team this season. You know, their calling card is more their offense. They've got a nice set of receivers. Jake Haener, when healthy, one of the very best quarterbacks in the Mountain West Conference. So, you know, doing it with the defense, we'll see if they can hang on. I'm kind of on the outside of the leaderboard. I think I'm in fifth place maybe out of the 12 remaining contestants. This is kind of a difficult part of the contest for me, being a college-only guy who really doesn't handicap the NFL very much at all, in that there's a short slate of games this weekend. Have to come up with five picks, so you got to put something out there. So with the only game next week being Army-Navy as far as the college games, I'm just hoping the next 2 weeks, if I could somehow go 6-4, I might even be hoping for 5-5 when all's said and done. But if I can kind of just hold serve and maybe get to the last few weeks and get hot during the bowls, maybe I can make some type of a run at it.
Paul, you're higher up on the standings, though, than Jeff and I finished in our VSiN bets giving. So you got that going for you. We got a couple, Jeff. We hit a couple, all right, but it wasn't meant to be. I mean,
what are you gonna do? Congrats! Hey, look, I'm happy that Matt Humans won.
I am too. Yes,
Matt, it genuinely, and I mean this genuinely, Matt is the sharpest, one of the sharpest, if not the sharpest guy at the network as a whole. So I'm very happy to see that Matt won that. By the way, Paul, I don't want to belabor the point, but With obviously only Army Navy next week, are you going to look at the FCS playoffs like your county counterpart Randy McKay did this week?
Yeah, no, I definitely will have to do that, and I'll probably have to delve into the NFL a little bit and get outside my comfort zone and do some cramming, because I'm just not a college football specialist any way you slice it. So I'm going to have to do some get creative and do some quick work and come up with five and hope the ball bounces my way, because I'm going to need some luck.
we're rooting for you, Paul. That's all I know. We'll circle back also to the two championship games in college football that are about to go to the half when they get there, although Tulane just bypassed a long field goal, went for it 4th-and-12 up 17-7, and just threw an interception. So been a couple interesting decisions in the second quarter. Michael Pratt picked on a wobbling duck. And Boise State down 14-3 does have the ball on the edge of field goal range, but only 8 seconds to go in the first half. So we'll get back to those games when they get to the break. Georgia also on the move, threatening to put this game away, 21-7 on top of LSU. And Jeff, ever since LSU scored that 3-play 75-yard touchdown drive, it has been interception, 3-and-out, 3-and-out. And you can't really get away with that against a team as elite as Georgia, can you?
That's a good recipe to say goodnight early, right, Ben? I mean, that's kind of what happens when, again, you were the better side for a little bit over a quarter and you find yourself in a 2-touchdown hole. Georgia's only going to be held down for so long. And, look, they're the number one team for a reason. So, yeah, I would, again, if LSU doesn't get there, I would feel a little bit snake-bitten if I'm an LSU backer. I'm definitely snake-bitten if I'm an LSU first-half backer. You deserve the better fate than what you're going to get as assuming the cheers are
touchdown.
For a touchdown. Yep, they are. Washington, and you can
poor Brian.
You can now the interesting thing's going to be, though, Ben. Georgia gets the ball first in the second half. If Georgia comes out, let's say that LSU doesn't get any points, Georgia comes out 35-7, dogs are going to call the dogs off. So I'm curious to see if you get a point where you can take an in-game under because Georgia pulls back offensively. It doesn't matter if their backups are in defensively. You know they got studs all the way down the depth chart defensively, Ben.
It's a great point and something that is worth monitoring as we go down the stretch. I'm thinking about that from my perspective of having an LSU team total under 17.5. there's a point where this gets below 14 on LSU. It would take a while for that to get there. That's probably something I'll be interested in looking at. Georgia is minus 27.5 right now. 61.5 is your total, so trending to the over. That could be something, Jeff, as you're talking about. If you took a pregame over, it could be a nice juicy middle there of 9 points, and that could grow even higher as we're into about the final 2 minutes of the first half. So maybe don't pull the trigger yet, but if you get another score here before the end of the half, that certainly could be an option, as Georgia will go ahead and cover the first half number. That was pretty much 10 market-wide. First half total of 27 will fly over in LSU and Georgia. Wanted to make sure, though, we get Paul's thoughts on the one game still to come we haven't previewed yet in the ACC championship game. Clemson taking on North Carolina in Charlotte. And we were talking about the VEASAN Friday Night Football contest. There was a play here, Paul, that you used. What was it in the Clemson-UNC matchup?
Well, I took North Carolina plus 7.5, as I indicated, and as those who follow the contest know, you got to come up with five selections each week. So this was probably my fifth one. But these combatants, you know, they're not exactly going into the ACC championship game on a high note this week there in Charlotte. Clemson obviously loses last week as a 14-point favorite to in-state rival South Carolina, 31-30. And as Jeff pointed out, I believe on the previous segment, North Carolina really limping into the game. They lose their last two regular season games as a 21-point favorite to Georgia Tech, 21-17. Then again, lose last week to NC State, 30-27, as a 6.5-point favorite. You know, this game is really, in my mind, a head-scratcher, you know, trying to figure out which one of these teams is more excited about being in Charlotte. You know, my gut tells me North Carolina. We remember last year they were ranked 10th in the preseason polls. They stumbled to a very disappointing 5-6 record. So you got to think maybe since Clemson at least had some outside glimmer of hope of making the playoff before last week's loss to South Carolina, maybe North Carolina has a little bit of motivation advantage. They can play offense. They do have a quarterback, Drake May, who still has at least an opportunity to get to New York City in the Heisman race. So, again, I had to take five. This is one of my five, North Carolina plus 7.5 over Clemson.
Taking the quarterback, Drake May, and UNC. Again, Jeff, you don't have anything on this game. 63.5 now sits as your consensus total. A couple of 64s we've actually seen tick to after the game opened 60.5 at Circa last Sunday, with Clemson opening minus 8. There has been pretty steady support for UNC. Jeff, we are at the half, though, in a couple of our conference championship games. Boise State's able to get 3 right at the end of the first half, and so a half that was 3-0 with about 3 minutes to go turns into 14-6 at the break. However, still for the first half bettors out there, this was a rocking chair under 27 for the first half. Fresno State was 1.5 or 2-point dogs in the first half and win it outright 14-6. Jeff, what would you think here on a second half? We're waiting for the number to populate. Got to think, though, Boise State probably minus a few, down by 8 right now, yet you certainly made it clear you think the opportunities were there for the Broncos in the first half, and without able to take advantage, might be tough sledding there in the final 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think Fresno's the better side here. I just don't trust Boise's offense to put up enough points in order to win this game. So, granted, Fresno's two touchdowns were a punt return and a short field. So, you know, Ben, I know you might actually have a little more of an opportunity to actually come in under now with all those points at the end of the half. Because you got two touchdowns that were nonsense. A punt return and a 15-yard field, that doesn't really show you much of anything. So, I'm curious to see what these populate. I would imagine they would bring the total in from what, 27.5? Bring it in 27, maybe even 26.5.
26.5, Jeff, at BetMGM.
Yeah, 26.5. Yeah, that feels right. I don't want it over. That's all I'll say, Ben. I don't want it over.
Boise State, the one book MGM that has posted this, Boise State minus 1.5 for the second half, so plus 6.5 for the game. As Jeff was pointing out, though, keep in mind, Fresno State just 4 first downs in the first half. When we return, we have a couple college hoops plays from Paul Stone. We'll look at the rest of the halftime lines.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms. At over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide, BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Jeff Parles, you were right on the market movement as we welcome you back for the final time. Halftime lines here in college football, conference championship games. A big move in Fresno State, Boise State from 26.5 at open all the way down to 25, and it is juiced to the under, Jeff. So spot on assessment by you there with Fresno State up 14-6 at the break. But multiple scores coming, either one special team score on a punt return touchdown and then the second touchdown set up on a short field thanks to an interception.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that people are betting this under. I mean, the box score dictates that this is a super under here, Ben. So I'm not surprised. And it wouldn't be shocked if you keep seeing it get hit. I don't know when. Obviously, if it somehow somehow got to 24, it would be a hit to the over. But look, I mean, this could probably close 25 second half, and it wouldn't shock me. Granted, there's not really much of a difference between 25 and 26.
Right. It's a fair point to make, but we'll continue to monitor that. Boise State minus one or 1.5 in the second half, down by 8. And our other halftime line, Jeff, Central Florida and Tulane. We're at the break, 17-7 Green Wave at home. We're laying 3.5 or 4 consensus in the market at close. Right now up 10, laying 3 for the second half, and it's a total of either 25.5 or 26. Keep in mind, quarterback John Reese Plumlee was taken out of this game for UCF pretty early. Thomas Castellanos in his replacement, 2 for 4, 7 yards, 6 carries for -6 yards there, Jeff.
I would only look to an under here. The only concern is that Tulane has pretty much done whatever they've wanted offensively, a little bit over 6 yards a play, but I mean, these are bleak offensive numbers for the Knights. 4.2 yards in a pass attempt, 2.9 yards a run attempt. This has been a bleak showing so far. Granted, I know your quarterback gets hurt. You're on your number three guy with the backup hurt as well, but it has not been a good showing for Gus Malzahn's squad so far.
I make that 3 weeks in a row for Gus Malzahn's UCF team, losing outright as a 15.5-point home favorite to Navy, barely beating awful South Florida, the Bulls, with just one win on the road last week, and now this performance today down 17-7 at the break against Tulane. Paul, I'm just glad you and I, we didn't listen to ourselves, and we did not bet under in the second half in the Sun Belt Championship game. It is already 13 points scored in the second half, 38-13 Troy on top of Coastal Carolina, and the game has gone over the total already, whether you got that at 49.5 or 50, no matter what number you had that at. Paul, the Troy Trojans came to play today, and despite being a mediocre to bottom half of FBS offense, they've had no issue scoring on Coastal.
Yeah, I'll tell you, in Coastal, obviously, they've got one of the, you know, probably bottom half defenses, even in the Sun Belt Conference. So, obviously, offense is their calling card. The Chanticleers, not that strong defensively, but Troy coming to play, taking care of business. Grayson McCall, obviously, not at 100%. Coastal gets behind the eight ball early, trying to play from behind, and just a lot of catching up to do, and doesn't seem like they're going to get there. But the Troy Trojans, this is a be a great victory for them to be able to win the Sun Belt and go into the bowl season on that high note.
Yeah, no question. Up to 25.5-point live favorite, 68.5 is your total. And were it not for losing at the Horn against Appalachian State in the Sun Belt opener, Troy would have probably run the table there. 9 straight wins since that heartbreaking loss at the hands of App State, 32-28, 17 points or fewer allowed. If this holds, they've given up 13. That would be 8 of their final 10 games, giving up 17 points or fewer. We'll get to the SEC Championship halftime line when it gets there. We have 19 seconds to go in the first half. Georgia has added another touchdown, 35-7. Now Georgia on top of LSU. So we'll circle back there once we're at the break. But, Paul, want to make sure we get some college basketball plays from you before we head out of here tonight. And the best defensive team in the country is in action tonight against a similarly a solid defensive team, albeit one in St. Mary's that does not have nearly the offensive firepower as the Houston Cougars. Taking a look at where the market has gone here, it's going to end up closing most likely the lowest total on the board today. I'm updating my screen in front of me, and I see 119 most shops, 119.5 at BetMGM as St. Mary's, the Gales, go to Houston, 9:30 p.m. tip tonight. Houston, actually, this is if we look at the updated injury report here, we might see the absence of Ramon Walker with an illness, but not one of the key studs for Houston, number one team in the country. And it's a 9.5-point line here, Paul, with a 119 total. What was the angle you wanted to look at for Houston and St. Mary's tonight?
Well, I tell you, as much as anything, Ben, it's just I love this Houston team. They are deep. They are talented. Kelvin Sampson really has things in place there. This game's actually going to be played in Fort Worth at Dickey's Arena. So, you know, about 200 miles from Houston, kind of a home game, I guess you'd say, for the Cougars. Right. But St. Mary's played well early, but they're off back-to-back losses. They lost a couple of games ago to Washington by 4 in overtime in Anaheim and then lost their most previous game at home to the New Mexico Lobos just back on Thursday by 4 points. So I just think this Houston team, obviously St. Mary's is going to try to shorten the game. They're going to try to extend the clock and keep it in the 60s, maybe even the 50s would be their ideal score range. But this Houston team's just uber talented. And while Purdue certainly deserving of being the top team maybe in the country right now, I like this Houston team as much as anyone out there.
I've loved watching the Cougars. We'll see as the season goes on, as their price continues to short to win it all, where that number eventually goes. And then one more for you, Paul, UNLV San Diego. We're down to single-digit undefeated teams in the country, and the Runnin' Rebs are one of those undefeated teams. Laying 4, a couple books up to 4.5 now. Runnin' Rebs in San Diego taking on the Toreros tonight. What's your play here?
Yeah, UNLV, as you said, off to that perfect 7-0 start. But a couple of things to note about that. They've not played on the road yet, so this is their first true road game going to Jenny Craig Pavilion. And also their schedule currently ranked 288th by Jeff Sagrin, so they haven't played a very difficult schedule. On the flip side, University of San Diego, you've got Steve Lavin in his first season there as their head coach. He had been out of coaching for 7 years and really doing a pretty good job to this point. And they've been fairly feisty, have the Toreros at home so far this year, beat a pretty decent Florida Gulf Coast, if I can get it out, by 6 earlier this season. Then they lost in overtime by 2 in a very competitive game, obviously, to Utah State at home. So they're playing well at home. They're getting 4. I like San Diego plus 4 over UNLV.
Paul, laying 9.5 with Houston again in a neutral site game over St. Mary's, and then San Diego plus 4 over UNLV. Jeff, as we get ready to wrap up the show, we are at halftime now in the SEC championship game. LSU gets a field goal going into the locker room, down 35-10, but maybe a bigger concern at play for Tiger backers, thinking maybe you could get it into the back door as quarterback Jaden Daniels looked, Jeff, to take a pretty big shot, and he has helped to off the field into the locker room here right at the end of the first half.
Yeah, limping pretty significantly, Daniels was. I'm just curious to see where this total opens. This feels like a second half under, where Georgia just takes the foot completely off the gas pedal, tries to just run the air out of the ball the rest of the way. And I'm not sure if Daniels is hurt. I'm not sure LSU is going to be able to move the ball against Georgia, even if he tries to gut it out, Ben. Yeah. So I'm curious to see where this total ends up going. Did you just get one?
No, I'm waiting for this to pop. I was just going to say it really changes my calculus looking to potentially middle on my pregame bet of the 17.5 team total under for LSU. If Daniels is either out or significantly hampered here by injury, and I wasn't really a believer he would be 100% anyway coming in, no way am I trying to jump in and now middle where if you're able to score – over two, if you're able to score twice with a backup in there, congrats, but I'm not seeing that right now, Jeff, and we're yet to see a halftime line pop here. So that's pretty bad news if you're trying to get in the back door, catching, you know, the 17.5 or 18 there with LSU. So not anything I'm going to do anything with, though, at the half.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother either, probably. I'm going to see if Georgia scores on that opening drive and then try to hop in then, Ben.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to probably
try. That is
a
strategy.
Do.
All right. For Jeff Parles, for Paul Stone. Paul, I know we're not going to be with you next week because we don't have any games for college football. It's been an absolute pleasure, though, hanging out with you. I hope it'll work out. We can get something going for bowl season. But for Paul Stone, who's been an absolutely tremendous addition to our team on Live Bet Saturday, I'm Ben Wilson saying so long from the South Point as Live Bet Saturday wraps up. Up next, it is the Pro Football Blitz. Brady Cannon and Mike Pritchard right here on VSiN.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.